Now, as I know from all these years, funny things can happen when you're on the road or when you're writing songs or you run into people, as two phone calls have witnessed. And then I got this other phone call, but way before that, this is a little combination of songs that you will never hear anywhere else, ever, on stage or in concert, right? This medley has particular meaning, and it's a little risque, this first song, so I know some of you brought your children here tonight, so I thank you for raising your children on this music, I really do. But it might be time to plug a little cotton in their little ears out there. But I want to correct one thing. There's a version of this song that's going out there that's the original version, but then it got on a record that a friend of mine forgot that it was on the record and sent her little girl to show and tell at school. And the teacher called and was a little upset with this one song, and this wonderful friend of mine immediately came back and she said, but she doesn't understand. She thinks he's saying, why don't we get lunch in school? Yeah, made sense to me. So, whatever works here, you can, you know, I don't believe in censorship. Just plug their ears. We're gonna get through this thing. Anyway, well, here, let me just start the song. There's a story. Once upon a time, there was a wandering troubadour from down on the Gulf Coast who was just trying to make a living. And he had written this song watching some people in a bar in Atlanta one night just trying to get along, you know. So this young troubadour had to go to this trial by fire where all the bands in the area were playing together and the winners would get all the jobs around this part of the country. And the one thing the little troubadour did not want to do was follow this great band in those days that was known. This was the band that you never wanted to follow in those days. And he knew about them because they came from his same home state of Alabama. And they went by the name of the Commodore. The Commodores rule down there, so the rumor had it that as the little troubadour went to the gathering, that the Commodores were on his trail. And one thing he did not want to have to do was follow them on the stage that night. But you had to draw straws to see who went in which order. And the little Commodore was traveling with a little Sancho Panza kind of character, a guitar player from Austin. Bipolar tequila drinking person, I believe. So they went to draw straws, and you wouldn't know it, the little troubadour lost, and the Commodores went on stage. Well, first of all, they arrived in a bus that looked like something from the Starship Enterprise. Their costumes were like from Prometheus, and the show they did just blew the crowd away. And the bipolar tequila drinking guitar player goes, we're gonna get killed, we can't go up there. What are we gonna do? And the little troubadour said, fear not, you weirdo. I'll figure it out. So the little troubadour took the stage, and for 12 of the 15 minutes he was allowed, did nothing but expound the incredible musical qualities of the Commodores. And for the last 3 minutes, he played this next song and got just as many jobs as they did. I really do appreciate the fact you're sitting here. Two songs in a medley like this, I'm telling you, you never quite hear. pitcher, another round of brew. Honey, why don't we get lunch in school? Part 2!